I will stand on the truth in the living word of God. 'Cause every time it moves my soul and shapes my every thought, it's alive.
Welcome to another episode of Journey Through the Word. This book-by-book journey through the Bible is designed to help you in your daily walk with Christ and how to live out the truth of His Word in loving obedience. For more information about Journey Through the Word or West Hickory Baptist Church, please visit us at www.westhickorybaptist.org. We pray that Journey Through the Word blesses you, encourages you, as you seek to advance His kingdom. Be prepared for His living Word to change you. Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Journey Through the Word. Today we're going to be looking at the Noahic Covenant, a new beginning. And so, Pastor Terry, we live in a time or age that no longer desires to make long-term commitments. For example, the covenant of marriage is often voided. We hear of couples who no longer stay true. They don't stay committed to the words they once vowed to each other. Even in the business world, we hear of contracts often being vaguely worded and undermined by loopholes and fine print. The sad thing is that also too many Christians have bought into this lie that their word no longer means anything, especially between two believers. But it's interesting to observe that the infinite, all-powerful, changeless God of the universe has chosen to deal with us in the form of covenants. We will look at the first biblical covenant of the Bible today with the Noahic Covenant, which is found here in Genesis chapter 9. But before we begin taking a look at this covenant, Pastor, let's first pray, and then let's take a look at the man whom God made this covenant with and Noah. So let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. Thank you for just the opportunity we have to come to record another episode. Lord, we pray for all those who are listening to this episode that, one, either it will encourage them, it will draw them closer to you, or it will open their hearts and their eyes to hearing your voice and calling you, you're calling themselves to you, to that person, Lord, in a sense that they will see that they are lost without you and that they will come to saving faith in you, Lord. And that is our prayer as we do this, that we just want to be an encouragement to those who are in you already, but also we want to draw in as many that are apart from you right now, Father. So, Lord, we pray that you'll just be with us over these next few minutes, lead and guide our words. We thank you and we love you. Amen.
Well, today I would like to start off in Genesis 6:8, and just with the focal point of Noah found favor with God. Just want to point that out. In Genesis 6:8, it says, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. For God saw the wickedness of man, and it repented God that he created man. And therefore, God was going to destroy both man and beast." Noah found grace with God. There is only one way to be saved from God's wrath, and that is by God's grace. God's favor and unmerited love is what Noah found in the eyes of the Lord. Therefore, God established a covenant with Noah in Genesis chapter 6, verse 18. "But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, and thou, thy sons, and thy wives, and thy sons' wives with thee." In chapter 6, 18, this word covenant is found for the first time in this chapter, in chapter 6, verse 18. This word covenant is found 280 times in the King James Version. The word covenant means a contract between two parties. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, brings about this covenant between God and Noah. The grace that Noah found in the eyes of the Lord is what brought about this covenant between God and Noah. I wanted to repeat that. I think that's a very thing. Anything that happens, it's because we found grace in the eyes of the Lord. In chapter 7, verse 5, we see Noah did according to all that God commanded him. And Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him. And Noah went in and his sons and his wives and his sons' wives with him into the ark because of the waters of the flood. Of clean beast and of beast of the are not clean, and fowls, and of everything that creepeth upon the earth, there went into unto Noah into the ark, male and female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. Verse 9 points out this fact that God, as God commanded, when God speaks and gives a command, it will come to pass. We see that in verse 10. And it came to pass. God commanded, and it came to pass. Noah leaves the ark and sacrifices unto the Lord in chapter 8, starting in the 15th verse. And God spake unto Noah, saying, go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy son and thy son's wives with thee. And we see in verse 20, we'll skip a few verses, and it says, Noah builded an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean beast and every clean fowl of the offered and burnt offering unto the on the altar. God spake to Noah in verse 15. Noah did as the Lord told him. He went forth from the ark. And in verse 20, we see Noah sacrifice unto the Lord, that Noah worshiped God, that God receives worship from Noah. For Noah wanted to give God the glory for bringing him and his family through the storm, through the flood. God will do the same in your life today. You can trust God to bring you through the floods and the storms of this life. God will bring it to pass. There's many things that can happen in our lifetime, but we have to maintain the faith in Christ and realize that through grace, by faith, are we saved. And God will bring the storm to pass in this life, and he will cover us and protect us. In chapter 9, we see God again establishing his covenant with Noah. God told Noah and his sons to be fruitful and multiply. We see this in verses 1 through 7, and just for the sake of time, I'm not going to read that this morning. And also that God established his covenant with Noah, his family, and with every living creature with him, verses 8 and 10 in chapter 9. And I behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl of the cattle and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. I would like to end this session that we're doing today with a quote from Warren Wiersbe. I just find it interesting, and I really like it. It says, everybody who has ever been saved from sin has been saved by grace through faith. And this includes the Old Testament worthies in Hebrews 11. Nobody has been saved by bringing a sacrifice, by keeping the law, or by doing good works. Salvation is a gracious gift that can be rejected or received by faith. Like Noah, we must find grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Well, thank you, Pastor Terry. We want to close our session today, or our episode, seeing how this is going to be on a Thursday. We're running a couple days behind here, but we're going to publish this episode on a Thursday. This is Monday Thursday, or Holy Thursday. And so that's the Thursday before Good Friday. And we typically set this day aside to just observe and reflect on the Last Supper that Jesus had with his disciples, the example he gave them in washing their feet, and how they should go and do that to others, serve others. And so just want to encourage you that this Easter season, celebrate Christ. Starting today with Monday, Thursday, tomorrow's Good Friday. A lot of people say, why is it such a Good Friday when Christ died? Well, it's Good Friday because Christ died. Because what happens on Sunday, which we call Resurrection Sunday, which brings the good news back to life. Christ is no longer in a grave, folks. He is risen. He is alive. He's with God at the right hand. And because of that, that's why we have life. That's why we have hope. And so I just want to encourage you, find a church to get plugged into this weekend as you celebrate Easter. I love Easter. It's my favorite holiday. I love the candy. I love the clothes. I love seeing the kids hunt Easter eggs. But the most important thing is I love the fact that Christ is risen, because that makes what I believe true. That makes what the Bible says true. And so if you don't have a church and you'd like to come and worship with us, we have a Monday, Thursday service tonight at 6 o'clock. We're doing a sunrise service on Sunday morning at 7 o'clock and a worship service at 9:30. So that's a little bit different than our normal time schedule. If you show up at 10:30, you're going to see everybody walking out as you're walking in. So again, remember that Sunday morning, 7 o'clock sunrise and 9:30 worship. So have a great Easter. Have a great weekend. We look forward to worshiping with you this weekend, and have a great weekend. We'll see you the next time.